This is The Green, and I'm Tom Byrne. According to numbers from the Bureau of Justice, there are over 20,000 inmates nationwide who are HIV positive, and between 81 and 90 of them are in correctional facilities in Delaware. While many inmates with HIV do receive medication, there's no system for following up with these individuals after they're released. Christiana Care, the University of Delaware, and the Howard R. Young Correctional Institution recently collaborated on a study to reform services for HIV-positive inmates and make sure they continue to be treated well after release. It was published in this month's issue of the Journal for Correctional Healthcare. Delaware Public Media science reporter Eli Chen spoke to Christy Vischer, director at UD's Center for Drug and Health Studies, to learn about the improvements made at one Delaware facility.
So let's start with the needs for HIV-positive inmates. What needs are there in terms of services, and how are they currently not being met?
HIV-positive inmates are at risk for relapse if they're not treated with a medication over a long period of time. And one of the things that happens is that inmates come into facilities, are treated because they have to under Supreme Court decisions, but then leave prison and may not restart or may not continue those medications.
And tell me about the study that you worked on. What was University of Delaware's role in this, and you know, who were your collaborators?
The University of Delaware was a research partner for this project that was a multi-site study, actually involved nine other sites, but University of Delaware was the site chosen for my project. And our collaborator for this project was the Christiana Care Health Services and the HIV program up in Wilmington.
And tell me about the method that was mentioned in the study, the change teams that were used to facilitate or make sure that the inmates were consistently taking their medication.
So the change team approach actually originated in more of the health sciences literature as a way to help organizations implement evidence-based practices and make sure that those research practices actually get implemented into actual day-to-day clinical practice. And so it's a new area of science. We call it implementation science. And one of the strategies are to form change teams. Change teams being individuals who are working on the problem, and in this case, working on the problem both in the corrections institutions and in the community, and bring those groups of people together to talk about why things aren't working and whether they can identify solutions to make things work better.
Okay, so how do they interact with the HIV-positive inmate?
What happens in facilities is that, as I said, they are treated with medication, and with the medical facilities and nurses and doctors that are in the facility. But then, after they're released, there isn't any kind of what we call continuity of care. And so there had been no direct handoff to the community treatment provider up in Wilmington, the HIV program, to make sure that they were maintaining their treatment and staying on their regimen of drugs. So what the change team did was realize that there was this gap, that there wasn't this handoff happening, and so they developed some procedures to make sure that when an inmate was within, say, a couple of weeks of release, the community treatment provider was notified, and that there was a connection made between the medical staff in the facility and the community treatment provider to alert each other that this inmate was going to be released, he has these needs, and to make sure that there was an appointment made and that the individual was clear about when that appointment was and where he or she should show up for that continued treatment.
And this was being conducted at, your study was conducted at the Howard R. Young Correctional Facility, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so can you talk about sort of the improvements that were made there and how you measured, I guess, the success of this program?
One of the things that we did was actually started with their intake into the facility. It's important for facilities to know whether someone's HIV positive. And previously to the study, that information could have been disclosed by the inmate, but it wasn't typically requested. So what the change team did was they realized this gap, and so they changed the intake form to have a specific question about whether or not the individual was HIV positive and whether or not the individual would like to be tested. And that actually led to more testing, which is a good thing, so that we know that individuals are HIV positive and can start them on treatment right away. we tracked individuals who were released who were HIV positive into the community to make sure that those were connections were made. This was a single-site study, so our numbers are very small. That's why it was important for the Delaware Project to be part of this larger multi-site, multi-state project, actually, so that we could combine data from all of the other different sites. And once we did that, when we combined data from all of the other sites that were doing similar kinds of change teams, we found that actually HIV services were improved, comparing them to baseline, for prevention services, for testing services, and also more inmates were being linked to care than they had been previously before the study started.
And on that note, what are some of the challenges that exist in terms of implementing change teams in other state correctional facilities?
Correctional facilities obviously have a very specific mission. They are there to control a potentially violent population, and their primary mission is safety and security. So these kinds of healthcare-related issues are sort of lower on their priority list than things like officer safety or even inmate safety in facilities. And so unless the issue comes to the attention of the administrator as something that, quote, maybe keeps him up at night, these issues don't get addressed. So if it really takes an administrator or a senior person in the organization to point out that this is something that he or she feels is really important. And that's what we had in Delaware. We had a deputy director of corrections who was really passionate about HIV infection among inmates in the facilities. He felt he thinks this is a very important problem, and he wanted to make some changes to make sure that inmates were appropriately being linked to care after they were released.
Is there a larger proportion of HIV positive inmates here in Delaware than in other states?
Delaware actually does have a high rate of HIV infection overall. The overall inmate infection rate is about twice it is in the general population. But Delaware, because it sits in an unusual situation between New York and Pennsylvania and Baltimore and Washington, D.C., is on the I-95 corridor. It has high rates of HIV infection generally. And there's also a lot of drug-using offenders in this area, which is a correlate of HIV infection.
Right. And according to the statistics, about, 1% of all inmates across the country have HIV, but nonetheless, that is something that should be of concern, right?
Absolutely, because as I said, the rates of HIV infection among the correctional population are actually twice those of the general population. And one of the things that we found is that about a quarter of all of those people who are infected with HIV come through some kind of correctional facility within a year. So this is a good opportunity, whether you are show up in a jail or you show up in a prison, it's a good opportunity to make sure that these individuals who are infected are actually identified and then given the appropriate treatment to not only reduce their risk of later serious illness or even death, but also their risk to the community once they're released.
Our thanks to UD's Christy Vischer and Delaware Public Media Science reporter Eli Chen for their time this week. Stay with us. We talked to a local filmmaker about his efforts to help the First State remember the Holocaust next. But first, a check of local news from Delaware Public Media.